All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. This week got all kinds of fun tunes for you. Some new stuff, some old stuff, and kind of a whole bunch of in-between stuff. I got, Razor to start off the show, Forced Annihilation and Snake Eyes both off of Custom Killing, and High Speed Metal off of Malicious Intent. Some sad news, Mike Embro, the original drummer of Razor, played on the Armed and Dangerous EP, I believe, as well as Executioner Song, Evil Invaders, Malicious Intent, and Custom Killing, passed away, I believe, over the weekend. And he left the band before Violent Restitution and Shotgun Justice and Open Hostility and Decibels, of course. But he was a major part of those first four Razor albums, and it's sad seeing these guys starting to go. That's for sure, especially given Razor's status as probably one of the most notable 80s Canadian metal bands and one of the all-time stalwarts of Canadian metal. So he will be very missed. Moving on, got Nasum, actually, with another song. This is off their album Helvet, with Just Another Hog. After that, two tunes by Motorhead, Back at the Funny Farm and Another Perfect Day, both off of Another Perfect Day. And then after that, Judas Priest with Heading Out to the Highway. So anyway, here is Nasum on Harmony Corruption.
Fattar du, ta inte det här personligt, men du är ju så jävla dum i huvudet. Du är ju så jävla lurad.
Listen. Say no more.
pretty tough to beat heading out to the highway. Point of Entry is not a great Judas Priest album, but that is a great Judas Priest song. I haven't listened to that song in ages, and I was talking to my good friend, the Grind Connoisseur, about, hey, what do you think I should play tonight? And, you know, some of his recommendations made the playlist for this week, which, of course, I always thank him for. Some of them will make it for next week. Some of them won't make it for another few weeks. You know, I kind of sprinkle them in as I go. He listed Heading Out to the Highway, and I was like, oh, man, I haven't heard that song in ages. We have a pretty good speaker system here at the station. So if you are listening along in your car, if you're listening along at home or wherever you may be listening to this out there in the world, know I was blasting it just along there with you. Right there with you. The little lead guitar break in that song, it's not even really a solo. It's pretty hard to even call it that. There's not that much to it. There's like maybe a half dozen notes. Maybe a dozen. And it just comes out of nowhere, and it just hits you right in the heart. I love that song. It's one of my favorite Judas Priest songs. That song alone justifies the existence of Point of Entry. Desert Plains is another fantastic one off there. Hot Rockin's all right. There's a couple other songs on there, but Heading Out to the Highway, oh, it's tough to beat. Before that, Motorhead with Back at the Funny Farm. Love that song name. It's a little bait and switch, too, at the start there with Lemmy playing the bass, and it sounds a little bit like another Motorhead song. And Another Perfect Day, and of course it's a perfect day, because Harmony Corruption's today. I'm funny. Before that, Nasum with Just Another Hog off of Helvet. Up next, I have quite the mixture. First off, off of Sabotage's Hall of the Mountain King, Strange Wings. After that, Bathory's Epic off their fourth album, the eponymous, title track of the album, Bloodfire Death. After that, Worm Witch with the Wolves of Ossory. And then, just for a little bit of extra fun, Obituary with The End Complete. Like I said, it's a bit of a mishmash, this particular playlist, but we're going for it. We're going with it. It's a good time to be had, I hope, for everybody listening. So anyway, I will let Sabotage play, because I'm sure they're more pleasant on your ears than whatever I have to say. Here's Sabotage with Strange Wings on Harmony Corruption.
Fight! lies complete. Finding strength with wise defeats. Living in Indiana's scorn. Killing me with phantom. I'm the one that's set to kill. Feeling of destructive will. The brief thoughts were dead so to get. The end completes the bottom. It's it's come to bear. Dying young fall to despair. The brief thoughts were dead so to get. The end completes the fire. It's the end to end.
Welcome back. That was Obituary with The End Complete. Before that, Wormwitch with the Wolves of Ossory. Got the chance to interview those guys a couple years back now, I guess, or at least like a year and a half ago now. Really, really great stuff, and they're on Profound Lore Records as well now. Bathory with the title track off their fourth album, Blood, Fire, Death, and Sabotage with a great song off of Hall of the Mountain King, Strange Wings. Next up, got a tune by Megadeth. These guys are releasing their final album, self-titled, this Friday. And I'm excited to hear it. I've listened to the singles, and I've really liked the singles so far. I'm excited to hear the full album. I'm seeing them live March. And I'll be seeing them again in August. I'm seeing them twice this year, actually. I seen them once before back in 2023. And they were incredible. So I'm really, really excited to see them again. I absolutely love Megadeth. So I'll be playing a song off of So Far, So Good, So What. In my opinion, the most underrated Megadeth album. At least the most slept on of their early era. You know, from Killing Is My Business to about maybe Euthanasia or Cryptic Writings. For some reason, people don't give this album as much credit as I think it deserves. Like the opening two tracks, Into the Lungs of Hell and Set the World Afire, are awesome. Mary Jane's incredible. 502 is awesome. I love that song. It's got funky sound effects, but it's pretty cool. And I love Hook and Mouth. Of course, In My Darkest Hour as well. Brilliant. Liar's pretty cool too. So anyway, I'll be playing In My Darkest Hour. Megadeth actually played this live the last time I saw them. It doesn't look like it's in their current set list, but I'm wondering if they'll bring it back for their headlining show in Moncton in March. We'll see. After that, Pieron, band I've interviewed as well, with The Invisible Hand Holds a Whip. After that, Algorithmic Pathways, My Fractal Generator, courtesy of my good friend, the Grind Connoisseur. And then after that, three songs actually by Martyr. These guys, kind of cool technical, well, very cool, kind of technically death metal, or technical death metal, from Quebec. featuring, I'm forgetting his name, but he's also in Voivod now as their guitarist. So I saw him live back in October, and they put on a really, really great show. He replaced Piggy when Piggy passed away in Voivod. And this is off their first album, Hopeless Hope. And I'll be playing Prototype, Nonconformist, and The Blind's Reflection. Picked this one up at Second Spin Records here in town. They've been getting a ton of cool metal CDs in lately, so I've been very lucky to find a bunch of great stuff to play tonight. That Nasum song off of Helvet, I picked up Helvet on CD as well just this weekend. Anyway, here's Megadeth on Harmony Corruption.